卑斯省府在星期四宣布扩展种族主义事件求助热线服务范围，未来除了继续支援遭受种族歧视的人之外，亦都将会为因性取向或者性别认同而遭受仇恨和歧视的人提供协助，进一步加强对 ESLGBTQIA+ 社群的支援。省反种族歧视项目议会秘书沙安娜接受本台专访，他说热线第二年一共接获673宗求助个案，并转介超过1600项支援服务，包括法律咨询、精神健康护理和社区服务，平均每名求助者获转介两项支援，相关成果是省府营运热线两年之后的最好收成。沙安娜提到现时热线的求助者众多，而仇恨事件已经不只限于种族主义，不同性别、年龄的人都有相关问题，所以当局决定扩展服务范围，帮助更多有需要的人。
These incidents of racism and discrimination often are not driven by just one factor, which is why we're quite pleased to expand the racist incident helpline to support those people who are experiencing or who have experienced incidents of discrimination based on their gender identity or their sexual orientation.
沙安娜又指，求助者通常遇到仇恨和歧视行为之后，会不知向哪里求助，亦都不会意识到自己要支援。他说部分求助者曾经有想过报警，但又觉得报警的话有点小题大做，求助热线就成为一个最好的渠道，能够为每名求助者提供协助。
Now, there are times where people do not know whether an incident that they've experienced is appropriate for police or not. Of course, I would say that if it is an emergency, expect and hope that people will call 911. But the Racist Incident Helpline is certainly a great place to start for people who are unsure. There are oftentimes incidents of racism that come in the form of verbal slurs or harassment at the workplace.
他又指，雖然熱線有指定服務時間，但求助者在服務時間以外留言之後，熱線的職員會在服務時間裡盡快回覆求助者，轉介適當服務，而求助者的內容都會保密。省府在星期四指，熱線在過去兩年曾經接獲不少 ESLGBTQIA+ 的人士求助，所以決定將非牟利機構 Community 納入轉介網絡，協助跨性別、非二元性別和多元性別人士。省府又引用数据显示，最常见的仇恨事件是骚扰，有27%，其次有24%是言语辱骂，13%是恐吓威胁，涉及身体袭击的个案不足9%。加拿大中文电台记者梁中永报道。